The Legends Radio Network now presents Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Webb.
All right, the program's Lyrics and Legends. In the studio with me this evening, I've got my sidekick, Buck Weatherby.
Oh, and I am proud to be here.
Got your green sweater on.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk about this broadcast is emanating from the crossroads of America, Shamrock, Texas. And with the name Shamrock, we wear a lot of green around.
And on my immediate right, Charlie West, host of our Amarillo by Morning program on the Legends Radio Network, Legends 103.9. Charlie, thanks for driving over.
Well, thank you for putting me up at Jim's house. I appreciate that. We have on the phone with us Ron Williams.
We do?
The oldest son of Leona Williams.
Ron Williams.
But I want to tell you something. This guy can sing. Now, I know y'all been in there listening to him sing. And
well, that apple didn't listening. Fall far off the tree.
Oh, man. I've been listening to this afternoon just and really enjoy. You know, it's amazing to me some of the stuff they put on the radio, and you're going, how did they get on there? And then you got incredible voices like Ron Williams, and you're thinking, now why didn't everybody know about this guy?
I talked to him on the phone. I said, where have you been? Where have you been?
Are you guys ever going to let Ron say anything?
I don't know. Ron, you want to talk? Ron, this may be the only 2 minutes you get during the program. Go ahead.
I got to talk a little faster.
well, tell us about Ron Williams. What's Ron been doing?
Well, I don't think we've got that much time, but I've spent a lot of years playing music, songwriting and traveling around the country, trying to keep our kind of country music alive. And I was very fortunate to grow up in a music business family. Of course, Leona Williams being my mother, I just got to experience a lot of really cool things growing up, and that style of music just kind of soaked into my skin, and I've always stuck with it. And so I've been playing music a lot of years.
I go back and talk a little bit about, just so people are familiar with who you are, your mom's Leona Williams. We've had her on Lyrics and Legends recently, and your dad, Ron Williams, who happens to share your name. That's
No, he happens to share his dad's name.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's quite a coincidence.
Right.
But they were both grew up or were in the music business, so you grew up basically probably didn't know anything else.
That's exactly right. Mom kind of jokingly tells a story, and it's the truth, but there was a time where they had put a blanket in the guitar cases, and they'd lay me down there next to the stage while they were doing their show, and of course somebody would be watching me, but I'd sleep in a guitar case.
Oh my goodness.
while they were on stage performing.
Did you ever write a song called Sleeping in a Guitar Case?
I guess I should. I've asked her a few times if she shut the lid on it, but.
Wait, make sure you didn't crawl off somewhere.
No, I'm glad nobody tried to tune you.
So, were you into the music deal pretty young, or was it something that you were so familiar with you weren't interested in? Or how?
I always had a love for music growing up. I tried lots of different instruments. I took piano lessons and tried to learn how to play guitar, and I can play guitar a little. I play enough to accompany myself on stage and play rhythm and write songs and things like that. But the old guitar player wants to be a singer, and the singer wants to be a guitar player, But I stuck with the singing part of it, but I've always wanted to play music, but I was in my mid to late teens before I got brave enough to get in the studio and actually sing and kind of, come out of my shell a little bit. For a few years when I was younger, my mom and, of course, Merle were married, and I'm sure y'all know all about that, but they were married, and Merle had kids of his own, a few years older than I was, that wanted to get in the music business. And so here I'm, this stepkid running around, and it was kind of hard to raise my hand and say, I want to be a singer too, but as time went on, I finally found my nerve or whatever that is, and got in there and really started to pursue it, seriously. And by the time I was 18 or 20, I knew that's all I wanted to do.
Well, I think you caught it. I really do.
Well, I was around so much music when I was younger, I was bound to step in it somewhere.
When you first went into the studio, you said you were probably about 18. So
yeah, probably I was probably about 16. About 16, I would say. Yeah.
Just to give everybody a little perspective, how old are you now? Yeah. I would never ask your mom that.
Yeah, in September I turned 51.
Okay.
See, I thought 40 something. Yeah. 51. My goodness.
Yeah, I can't believe it myself. just like, I don't know what happened, but I woke up one day and my 40s just—I don't even what happened to that.
Ron, growing up in a musical family like you did, even at an early age, who were some of the big influences on what you're doing today?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. My most influential years. I was living in the same house with Merle and my mom.
That had to be a big influence.
From the time I was, 5 or 6 years old till I was, 14 or 15, I lived in the house there and was around all these great, great singers, Merle and Marty Robbins and, George Jones and those guys from that era. That was Lefty Frizzell. Those were my.
Oh, man, Lefty.
Loved growing up. You betcha. And that's all I listen to. You know how everybody goes through phases. I went through a couple of years there where Marty Robbins and the Gunfighter Ballads and all that back then. I absolutely was crazy back then.
Oh wow!
And it was those singers, in that vein that's all I care about.
Well, in your voice, I noticed that you got a little bit of Merle in you, a little bit of Keith Whitley, maybe a little bit of Mark Wills, just kind of all rolled into one there. Plus a little bit of Ron Williams.
And I hear a little bit of George in there too.
Yeah.
That's not a bad group. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Now, Ron, in case you didn't recognize it, that's a pretty good compliment.
I would say that's about the ones I love, Alban Sangers, that's about as good as it gets for me.
I think we're far enough in this. We probably need to give everybody a little taste of what Ron Williams.
Oh yeah.
Sounds like.
Let's play that Bill Anderson written song.
Are we going to do that on the radio?
Yes, it's called the F word.
And we're going to do that on the radio?
Yes. Ron Williams and the F words.
We'll be back right after this.
You must think I have no short-term memory. But your cheating ain't exactly ancient history. You're asking me to take you back after all the awful things you've done to me. But what am I supposed to do with all this pain? I've tried to drink it away. Thank you away. I went to the doctor to shrink it away. I put it to sleep, I put it to bed, but it's still here in my head, 'cause I can't say the F words. Forgive and forget. Someday something's gonna change my mind, and I can let you back into this heart of mine. Right now you look so good to me. Oh, how easy it would be to cross that line. You took everything, but I've still got my pride. I've tried to drink it away, thank it away. I went to the doctor to shrink it away. I put it to sleep, I put it to bed, but it's still here in my head, 'cause I can't say the F words. Forgive and forget. missing from my alphabet. 'Cause I can't say the F words, forgive and forget. I can't say the F words, forgive and forget.
Program is Lyrics and Legends, so the F words.
Forgive and forget.
We probably had people tune out just about.
I thought I was going to have to leave the room.
Yeah.
In the studio with me, Buck Weatherby, also Charlie West, and on the phone with us, Ron Williams. Ron, that was a good one. And who?
Oh, man.
Tell us who wrote that song.
Thanks. Well, Whispering Bill Anderson wrote that song. You know, Eddie Kilroy produced that record, and we got a hold of Bill and asked him if he had any material, and he sent me, I don't know, four or five songs, and one of them was called The F Words, and one of them was called You Should Have More Respect for the Dead. And they're great songs, and I ended up recording both of those, and actually the title track of that album, the album's called The Longer Gone, he wrote that as well, big old piano ballad thing, and so I cut three of his songs on that album, and three of the five that he sent me were just, I mean, he sent all of them were great. You know, Bill was a tremendous songwriter.
Now that has to be a little cool, and maybe a little bit of an advantage when you're going to put something together and you can call Bill Anderson and Bill just sends you three or four songs over. So
that was pretty amazing. And that record too, I had Becky Hobbs send me some songs, and I think they captured most of it, because I want to say I cut four of her songs. She sent me some great
that was a pretty good segue, because we had Becky Hobbs on this show not too
Becky's
long ago.
Been a guest.
Did you? Well, yes. She's talented. She's a
Beckaroo.
I like her a lot. You betcha.
And now she grew up over in Missouri.
Oklahoma.
Okay, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
All right. I think she's in the Oklahoma Rock and Roll
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Actually.
Sure is. I cannot picture Becky Hobbs being in a rock and roll band as country as she is. I just can't. I can't.
I know.
Now, your mom told us a couple of Ernest Tubb stories. Now, we noticed that you had a little Ernest Tubb history yourself.
Well, you know, early on, I was just lucky enough to be around those folks. And, you know, I mean, I can sit here and tell you things, but it's more like something from a movie, because it didn't seem out of the ordinary back when I was a kid to be around, you know, Ernest Tubb or
Didn't you host the Midnight Jamboree there for a while?
I have hosted the Midnight Jamboree. I started out as being a guest on the Jamboree, once or twice a year for probably 10 years, and then they started asking me to host. And I want to say I've hosted probably 15 to 20 times, maybe.
Wow.
A lot of times. So I just hosted right after Christmas this past year, and I'm hosting again August 22nd coming up. So, and that is a huge honor for me. I of course, love Ernest Tubb. Those great songs, and just, you know, something about Ernest Tubb. People that are fans, they just love Ernest Tubb's music. And so it's just such an honor to host that. I mean, people from Patsy Cline to Alan Jackson to Hank Williams, everybody you can imagine has hosted the Jamboree through the years. And just to be part of that family of hosts, you know, it's a great honor.
Yeah, talking about hosts, we have a rather famous host that comes from our little old hometown here of Shamrock, Texas. Can you guess who that is?
You're putting him on
Shamrock,
the spot.
Texas. Yeah, you're putting me on the spot, because, my goodness.
Tell him, Bill.
Used to be on the radio on WBAP in Fort Worth. And that was the Midnight Cowboy.
Bill Mack, of course.
Yeah, Bill's been very gracious to us to help us out here and call into the old hometown.
Yeah.
So,
you betcha.
Yeah.
Bill.
What a great guy.
Yeah,
we're just about six blocks from Bill Mack Boulevard, aren't we? Or Bill Mack Avenue? What's it called?
Well, there's two of them. There's Bill Mack Street and a avenue.
And a Bill Mack Plaza or something like that. There's a lot of Bill Mack stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe get Ron Williams to come in. We can have a Ron Williams square.
Well, he's young enough. He could climb that water tower, I bet.
Gary and I have alleys named after us.
That's a good one.
Ron, we want to listen to another song here. Lead us into some, maybe Margarita Moon. Talk a little bit about this.
Yes. Well, you know, we spoke of Becky Hobbs a little while ago, and this is one of those wonderful Becky Hobbs songs that she was kind enough to let me record. Margarita Moon is one of my favorites on that album.
All right, let's listen to Ron Williams now. Sings a Becky Hobbs song, Margarita Moon.
We'll be back right after this with more Lyrics and Legends.
I smell the sweet gardenia in your hair. I hear your silver earrings dance in the air. I feel that warm tequila go into my head. Or pretty señorita, is it you instead? Margarita Moon is shining on you tonight. Makes me crazy, begging me to follow you into paradise and stay there, baby. Only time will tell us if this love is true or if it's just that intoxicating Margarita Moon. I taste forever when your lips meet mine, lingers like honey through the salt and lime. Promises wild and foolish whisper through my brain. Am I in love or temporarily insane? Margarita Moon is shining on you tonight. Makes me crazy, begging me to follow you into paradise and stay there, baby. Only time will tell us if this love is true or if it's just that intoxicating Margarita Moon. We'll know manana, baby, if this love is true or if it's just that intoxicating, magnetic, fascinating, totally captivating Margarita Moon.
Well, the program's Lyrics and Legends. Charlie West in the studio with me, and we've got Ron Williams on the phone. And I'm assuming you're in Missouri somewhere?
I am. I'm in the gracious and growing little town of 2,000 people called Forsyth, Missouri.
Forsyth, Missouri. Have they got Ron Williams Boulevard or Ron Williams Avenue?
You know what? I'm working on that, but no.
Maybe Leona Williams.
Not yet.
I'll tell you, getting an alley named after you is pretty easy. You might try that.
Yeah. Shoot low. That way you're not disappointed. That song we just listened to was Margarita Moon. You said that was a Becky Hobbs song?
It is, yes. I cut four Becky Hobbs songs on that Long You're Gone album, and she just is, just sent me some amazing stuff.
And yeah, Becky was a lot of fun to visit with. Now Becky is the one that wrote the Angels Among Us.
Yes,
for Alabama.
Yes, she did.
Wow,
yes.
You think she'd been to the
yeah.
to the bank a couple of times on that one? Oh my gosh, what a song!
Yeah, yeah, one of the greatest songs of all time. It's just beautiful.
Now, where did you guys record that?
Let's see, the Long You're Gone album. We actually tracked it in Nashville. Used a lot of the Nashville players, and then we came over to Rosewood, Texas. It was Rosewood Studio in Tyler, Texas. That's what it was.
Okay.
Rosewood Studio in Tyler, Texas, and came over there because I was living in San Antonio at the time. I was on a show down there called San Antonio Rose Live. Right on the Riverwalk at the old Aztec Theater right there on the Riverwalk. And at the time, the late, great Tom Brumley, he was the band leader down there.
The still
great
guitar player.
Yes, played on Together Again, Buck Owens' record.
He was a Buckaroo. He was a Buckaroo back in the 60s, yes.
He sure was, and very successful in Branson. Well, he was the band leader down there, and he put a 10-piece group together, and they got a hold of me in Nashville, and I ended up selling my house, and I took my wife and children, and we moved to San Antonio and stayed down there close to 2 years.
Wow.
And did the show on the Riverwalk down there. Really, really neat thing. It what a gorgeous theater and a neat place to live. I felt like I was on vacation all the time.
I was fortunate enough to get to go down to San Antonio this past year, and that Riverwalk is just wonderful, you know.
Isn't that amazing?
It's an oasis,
you know, in the middle of the plains, I guess you call it. I'm not sure what you call
it. Hotel after hotel, venue after venue, restaurant after
taco.
Venue, you know? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the people are so nice, and the food was amazing. We really enjoyed it. We miss it. We enjoyed it.
Ron, the next song we've got written down on my list, anyway, is I'd Have Loved You All Night Long. Talk a little bit about that one. Tell us maybe a little background on it.
Yeah. That song, actually, you know, growing up, again, I was a Keith Whitley fan, and I ran across that song on an old Keith Whitley album, and I got to checking around, and there was a single or anything, and I wasn't even sure if anybody ever even heard the thing. But it was an album cut, and I found myself walking around humming that melody and singing that song, and I thought, you know, when I go in and record, I want to record the song, and so that's how that came about. I found it on an old Keith Whitley record, and it wasn't a single, so I thought, well, I've got to record this song.
So
I do it just about every show.
All right, we want to listen to this, and then we're going to come back and visit a little bit more if my engineer will let us. I don't get permission, or I get looked at.
Yeah, we can't thump the camera.
You can't make the engineer mad, Ron. I don't know if you know anything about that.
Oh, I know, or the sound man.
Same thing, pretty much.
Yep. On these live shows, you know, we got to be careful. You always got to be nice to your sound man.
Our engineer has a bullwhip over there, and you just don't want to get on the end of that.
Right. You set a bottle on the counter and you get a look like, oh my gosh. We're going to listen to I'd Loved You All Night Long with Ron Williams.
All right.
We're going to be back in just a few minutes with Lyrics and Legends.
I know some things look different in the cold gray light of dawn. For some things feel so right at night, and in the morning feel so wrong. Last night I saw me in your eyes, this morning I see I'm gone. If I'd known last night was our last night, I would have loved you all night long. If I'd known last night was the last night, no more to look forward to, I would have given more
then perhaps instead of letting go, you'd still be hanging on. If I'd known last night was our last night, I'd have loved you all night long. I watched you brush your soft black hair, the wrinkles from your clothes. And as you moved around the room, I wished you wouldn't go. I could love you one more time, I'd give anything I own. If I'd known last night was our last night, I'd have loved you all night long. If I'd known last night was the last night, no more to look forward to, I would have given more of me and taken more. And perhaps instead of letting go, you'd still be hanging on. If I'd known last night was our last night, I'd have loved you all night long. If I'd known last night was our last night, I'd have loved you all night long.
Well, the program is Lyrics and Legends on the phone from Forsyth, Missouri. Did I get that right, Ron?
Yes, sir. Forsyth, Missouri.
Ron Williams on the phone with us. Ron, you had a really interesting musical background. Your mom is Leona Williams, your dad, Ron. Your mom was also married to Merle Haggard. And so you got quite a background growing up with musicians and being in the mainstream there for years.
Yeah, I mean, we're blessed and undeserved. Back then, too, you know, there was folks around that, you know, a kid, you don't even know who they are. I remember one day, and I didn't know until years later, but Robert Duvall called the house one time. I remember, and I didn't know who he was, but I answered the phone, and, you know, he wanted to talk to Merle, you know, and so, yeah, sure. And, boy, today, I believe I would pause for a minute. I just like to talk to him for a minute, you know.
The lonesome dove himself.
You didn't call him Gus, did you?
No. But just little stuff like that, you know, that I look back on, I think, man, that was really a neat life.
You know, Robert Duvall sings, too.
I believe that's probably the connection that he and Merle had. I don't know.
He's also a tango dancer.
I've got about three of his songs.
Didn't know that.
Yep. I've got about three of
the
his
stuff
songs.
You learn on Lyrics and Legends, yeah. I'll tell you.
It makes you an all-knowing person.
Well, I said he sings. I didn't say how good he was. I just said he sings, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, the guy we've got on the phone right now
is good.
Oh, man.
And I said earlier, some of the stuff you tune in and listen to on the radio, and I love all kinds of music, and I'm not knocking anybody, you know, but Ron, you are definitely talented. Well,
he's all that and a bag of chips. Isn't
yeah.
He?
Hey, is that a song?
I think it is.
I believe it is.
Yeah. Maybe.
I guess this family I grew up in, they set the bar pretty high. So I always held myself to, try to, I was my own worst critic, growing up. Learning how to sing, you know.
You can't get a bar too high for these guys. I mean, they'll climb right up there on it.
So, let's go back to that All This and a Bag of Chips. Where in the world did that title come from? Who wrote that?
I'd have to think about that because it's been, I recorded that album actually in 1990.
Oh, wow.
In Nashville. And one of the songwriters for this publishing company and management company I was with wrote that. I'd have to look it up. It's been a few been more than a few years since I recorded that. But
it sounds kind of like a line dance. Is it a line dance?
Yeah, I think they probably had that in mind back then. And, I'm not a dancer. So.
Oh, they don't do that anymore?
Somebody. I don't know. you guys have to tell me.
You've been going to the wrong places.
Now, what was the name of the club out in there in the Nashville area that they used to do all the line dancing at? I think maybe you were a part of the scene there. I have to get Buck to look at that bio over there and see.
I'm really not sure. Are you talking about the Wild Horse?
The Wild Horse, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Wild Horse, sure.
I remember that from the old Nashville Network days back
then. Yeah, that was very, very, line dancing was real popular. I mean, it wasn't just there. It was anywhere you went to play. That, you know, if they weren't line dancing during your set, then they put on some kind of music in between, you know, like on break or something, and everybody'd be out there. Sometimes, of course, you know, y'all probably know, in between the band acts or whatever, they'll put on some music that's just out in space out there, some kind of weird something. They're all out there line dancing, but then, you know, you come back and it's two-step. Right.
Well, let's see what the people think about this line dance song. Ron Williams, She's All That and a Bag of Chips.
And we'll be back with more Lyrics and Legends right after this.
She's a beauty queen, that girl of mine, a living dream. Oh, she's drop dead fine, the world's greatest lover, and small as a whip. Let me put it like this, she's all that. And a bag of chips. She's a Super Bowl with front row seats. She's like a million bucks, completely tax free. She's a Cadillac with a Continental kit. Talking about my baby, she's all that and a bag of chips. She's at least 11 on a scale of 1 to 10. If that girl was any better, Lord, she'd have to be twins. When it comes to her, what you see ain't all you get. Let me put it like this, she's all that and a bag of chips. Super Bowl with front row seats. She's like a million bucks, completely tax free. She's a Cadillac with a Continental kit. Talking about my baby, she's all that and a bag of chips. She's the cat's meow, she's my best pal. My mama just thinks she's it. Talking about my baby, she's all that. Talking about my baby, she's all that and a bag of chips.
Well, the program's Lyrics and Legends. On my very immediate right is Charlie West, otherwise affectionately known as Larry.
Yeah.
And on his right is Buck. Mo. Buck Weatherby, the Jolly Green Giant here. In
Uncle
his,
Buck.
Oh, Uncle yeah. Buck. Who, by the way, Ron, also has a, I don't know if you're into blues, but he's got a really excellent blues podcast that we air on the station called Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. And, I mean, it's top notch, too.
I mean, we're spreading wow. blues all over the world.
The big bucket of blues from the capital of blues, Shamrock.
Am Texas. I blue? Yes, I'm blue.
All right, Charlie, I'm going to let you visit with Ron here a little bit.
Okay, we're talking to Ron Williams from Forsyth, Missouri. We have got a song that we were talking about earlier, Ron. I'm tired of being nothing. How does it go?
That's close. I'm tired of being something that means nothing to you.
See, I wrote it down wrong. I'm tired of being something that something means nothing to you.
Nothing to you.
Did, yes. did I get that kind of right?
Kind of.
Yes,
this one's more of a ballad, right?
It is a ballad.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. I was telling you earlier, you know, it's probably the most requested song that I've ever recorded, you know, on the shows. A little gal by the name of LaDonna Capps wrote this a number of years ago, and she's actually, I think, her father-in-law one time was Jimmy Capps from the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, the lead guitar player.
The sheriff. Yeah. The sheriff. On the, yeah. And so, yeah, she's a great songwriter. And I always kind of laugh because they did the old Nashville handshake, you know, where they've got a cassette in their hand kind of thing when they shake hands, you know, like pitching you a song.
Yeah.
Well, the engineer, her husband was the engineer, her husband at the time, Mark Capps. On this, when I was in there recording this record, and so he passed the song along to me, and I thought, oh boy, okay. And so anyway, I listened to the song, it ended up becoming basically my favorite song on the album, and it's done really well. It got tons of airplay. When we tour overseas and stuff, they must play it a lot over there because those folks know it.
Well, we're talking about the song "I Am Tired of Being Something That Means Nothing to You." Why don't we just play that? Here's Ron Williams, tired of being something that means nothing to you on Lyrics and Legends. We'll be right back.
Everybody tells me I'd be better off without you. They say one-sided love will leave you feeling sad and blue. And it hurts, 'cause I don't understand why you do the things you do. I'm tired of being something that means nothing to you. I'd love to see the day you come to tell me I'm the one you need. You've got me right where you want me, and that's where I shouldn't be. I'm finding it hard to say goodbye to something I hold true. I'm tired of being something that means nothing to you. I'm tired of being everything that you don't care anything about, and it's just enough to be too much for me to take, and I want. What you put me through. to being something means nothing to you. Nothing to you.
The program's Lyrics and Legends.
Well, I'll tell you what, going from that song, you know, I have to remember a conversation that, you know, you were talking about all the places you've been and everything. Remember talking to your mom, and she talked about going to Ireland quite a bit, and you've done several tours in Ireland.
I have. I've been lucky enough to go to Ireland probably 7 or 8 times, I believe. We've been on tour over there. And, just a few years ago, we went over on tour, and we ended up being in Naas, Ireland, at their music awards over there, and I was lucky enough to win this Male Vocalist of the Year in Ireland.
Wow.
Of all things. The Leinster Entertainment Awards was the name of the awards deal over there. And so I don't know how it worked, but I was proud to win it, and it was a neat thing.
That gum betcha.
You know, you're a great musician in your own right, but your mom is also well loved in Ireland, and you guys did a duet together. We want to maybe play that for everybody right now.
Somewhere Between Your Heart and Mine.
Yes.
Now, Ron, the your tours to Ireland, were those with your mom or on your own there?
Or all of the above? I've been over to Scotland. I played the North Nashville Music Festival up there in Scotland. She and I have been to Sweden together, and then we've been to Ireland about, I've been with her about eight times. And then, of course, she was going there quite a bit before.
Speaking of Sweden, can I throw this in?
Sure.
Do you know of a group over in Sweden now called the Countryside of Harmonica Sam?
I have not.
Okay, well, they're from Sweden, and they dress up like 1950s country music stars, and they have a pedal steel guitar player that I think he only has like 3 pedals on it, and they are very good. And we're going to get them on the show, but our time difference is so messed up that. Yeah,
it's been a little hard, especially when your host doesn't get out of bed till noon. And,
that's right. That's right. I asked Gary one time. I said, "Did you hear that song I played about 6:15?" He said, "A.M."
Yeah, I didn't know 6:15 came twice in one day. That's what I said.
I'll tell you, it's amazing. You know, you talk about all those countries, Ron, that you've done shows in. It's amazing that the influence that American music, regardless of what genre it is, has such a big influence over in Europe.
It really is amazing. In Sweden, they, of course, their language is so different from ours, but they can understand us when we speak to them. You know, they can't really speak to us, but they can understand our language.
Well, they nod their heads.
I don't know how that works, but. But they sang along with the country songs that you do. And, you know, you had mentioned the attire. This big festival we played, I would say there was probably 4,000 or 5,000 people out. It was a big outdoor festival. And you would not believe how many men were walking around in the long dusters and cowboy hats. And, I mean, strapped on pistols, live ammunition.
Oh,
it was like the Wild West.
You think they were in Texas?
Yeah, it was surreal. It absolutely was. It was just... just didn't seem real. It was amazing. They dressed the part, you know.
Let's listen to Ron Williams and Leona Williams, a song called Somewhere Between on Lyrics and Legends, and we'll be right back with more. Here's Ron and Leona.
Somewhere between
there's a window that I can't see through. There's a wall so high it reaches the sky, somewhere between me and you.
I love you so much I can't let you go, and sometimes I believe you love me.
But somewhere between your heart and mine, there's a door without any key. Somewhere between your heart and mine, there's a window that I can't see through. There's a wall so high it reaches the sky, somewhere between me and you. Somewhere between your heart and mine, there's a love that I don't understand. It's there for a while, then it fades like a smile, and I'm left in the middle again. Somewhere between your heart and mine, there's a window I can't see through. There's a wall so high it reaches the sky, somewhere between me and you. There's a wall so high it reaches the sky, somewhere between me and you.
Program's Lyrics and Legends. On the phone with us, Ron Williams from Forsyth, Missouri. Ron, we have had a great time visiting with you. I was under the impression we were calling the star of a Tarzan series from the 70s, but I had the wrong Ron Williams, so I'm glad that wasn't. I'm glad we got you instead. So
I'm gonna Google that.
Okay, Charlie's gonna look that up and see who in the heck that was. But anyway, hey, we've really enjoyed it. We got time to kick another song in here. I've got one written down here, speaking of Tarzan, called Green Bananas.
I like it.
Talk a little bit about this and where Buck's giving me the look. He's like, that
Gary just rolled right into that one.
He's like, that's terrible.
Let me tell you briefly. I'm lucky I still got my left arm. They kind of had to twist my arm to record this song to begin with. but this song actually kind of grows on you. You remember the song Murder on Music Row?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Larry Schell was one of the writers of that song. And not long after that song was out there, this song was pitched to me called Green Bananas. And I thought, now, Larry, what are you doing? I thought you're writing these great country songs. This song, it's kind of funny. The same guy that wrote Murder on Music Row wrote this song. But it's just a fun little lighthearted song, kind of like the Bag of Chips song that you played earlier, kind of catchy and grows on you, and I guess that's my story on that one.
I was listened to it a couple of times, and the more you listen to it, the more ripe it gets.
I don't. Oh Lord! Oh, I did figure out the star of the Tarzan series was Ron Ely. So
yeah.
Sorry for getting you guys mixed up. I apologize.
Yeah, that ain't nothing nowhere near Williams.
Well, that's, other than 8 or 10 letters that aren't related, it's pretty
you
close.
You got the Ron right.
I got the Ron right. Okay, we're going to listen to, there you go, do that.
You want me to do it?
Do that.
All right, we're going to listen to Ron Williams now. Song called Green Bananas on Lyrics and Legends. We'll be right back.
Deaf ear to a friend's advice, took a black widow to be your wife, sleeping one eye open, be your new girlie. Don't do your Christmas shopping early. I wouldn't go buy no green bananas or season tickets to the Braves in Atlanta. Don't stand on the edge of no high verandas and don't go buy no green bananas. Second time money, didn't I tell you to watch your buddy? Last May she laid number 3 in the ground. Do the math, it's her 4th time around. I wouldn't go buy no green bananas or season tickets to the Braves in Atlanta. Don't stand on the edge of no high verandas and don't go buy no green bananas. By your new chef, or drank no drinks you didn't mix yourself. Lord only knows how she'll do you in, but it's been nice knowing you, my friend. I wouldn't go buy no green bananas or season tickets to the Braves in Atlanta. Don't stand on the edge of no high verandas and don't go buy no green bananas. I wouldn't go buy no green bananas or season tickets to the Braves in Atlanta. Don't stand on the edge of no high verandas. Don't go buy no green bananas. I wouldn't go buy no green bananas or season tickets to the Braves in Atlanta. Don't stand on the edge of no high verandas and don't go buy no green bananas.
Program's Lyrics and Legends, back with Ron Williams. Ron, hope you've had as much fun as we've had. I know sometimes we get a little little goofy, but
I've enjoyed it,
fellas. So we have enjoyed it so much too. So now I've got to get in the mood in the to do the big thundering voice to introduce you to this next segment of our program called The Department, Department of Shameless Plugs, where you can talk about anything. This is your 3 minutes of fame, where you can talk about anything you want to talk about, your website, your tours, your brother Brady, or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Or your sister, Kathy Lee,
or who?
Yeah. Well, you guys know more about me than I thought you did.
That's right. That's right. They got me.
Yeah. Well, I do have a website. It's ronwilliamscountry.com. And folks can go on there and, you know, read a little more about me. And there's a tour schedule on there. I've got a handful of dates on there for the year. And let's see. They can find some music on there if they're interested in buying any CD, sending me a message or anything. As far as show dates, August 22nd, I host the Ernest Tubb Midnight Jamboree, and you can check on the website for any of them other dates. I think that's it.
All right, Ron, man, we want to thank you for taking time to visit with us. I know we get a little silly, but I know that when people hear your music, they're going to be glad that we took time to visit with you, and it was really our pleasure to be able to get to talk to you and learn a little more about you.
Well, I appreciate that a lot, and I appreciate what you guys do. We need everybody we can to keep real country music alive, so I thank y'all very much.
Well, you're doing your part, and we're doing our part.
So we want to thank our engineer, Kelly, for fixing all of our screw-ups.
She's a producer. She's our producer.
Producer. Jim, our engineer, for putting this together. So we want to thank Buck Weatherby and Charlie West for sitting in, Ron Williams for being on the phone. Ron, thanks for visiting with us. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
I've got your number, so I'll call you. I'll have my people call you, and you have your people call me.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Ron.
You betcha. Thank you.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with Gary Ware. Join us next time on the Legends Radio Network.